Friar Skirple welcomed them into the abbey kitchens cheerfully.
"Come in, you eager beasts. You ain't come to say nice things about my cooking."
Sister Violet curtsied.
"Oh, no, Friar. Though there ain't a better cook nowhere, your dinners are always the best."
The good mole beamed from ear to ear.
"Thank ye, Gertly, marm. Then mayhaps you ain't come to help with ye washing up."
Twink explained.
"No, Friar. We're trying to solve a riddle. We're looking for something that might be here or may be gone."
Skirple laughed.
"Now that do be's a wriggle. Summat as might be here, but may be gone. Boy, okey, and what might that be, young master?"
Pettus attempted to make things a bit clearer.
"Listen to this, Friar. Is it there or has it gone? Framed above a friar's grace. On, I, the middle one. We'd be grateful if you could throw any light on it, sir."
Wiping floury paws upon his apron, Skirple commented.
"I'd be grateful if I could throw any light on it too, missy, but Friar's bees only clever at cooking. Sorry I can't help ye, zers and marms, but you're welcome to search these your kitchens, long as he puts things back as he finded them."
Leaving them some candied fruits to nibble on, Friar Skirple continued with his work. Twink whispered to Samolus.
"Well, that wasn't much help, was it? We still don't know what a friar's grace is."
Samolus watched the old mole rolling out pastry.
"Don't be too hard on Skirple. Cooking is what he does best. With an abbey full of creatures to cater for, the friar doesn't get time for other things."
Twink immediately felt sorry for what he had said.
"Aye, you're right, sir. Let's look for a friar's grace."
Pettus suggested helpfully.
"We know what Albert's grace is. Albert Glisson says a different one before every meal. Maybe it's something similar. What do you think?"
Humphrey smiled brightly.
"I know. It's Hester Abbott. Wait here, I can get him."
Sister Violet selected a crystallized strawberry.
"Young Humphrey ain't as slow as he looks."